What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group, on the commute. We're going to try to focus the topics on these videos so that I'm not so much rambling on. Sometimes we'll do that just so you can get an idea of what I'm doing for the day, but you know, some people have been asking for more focused videos on one or two topics, so we'll create a library of these things. Like today, where somebody was asking about how I calculate expenses for multifamily properties and even single-family home flips. They're a little bit different, but really, it's really just the same. And I can do it basically, you know, using, not in my head, but using a calculator really quick, literally takes 1 minute. So basically what I do for expenses is over the years I've seen, the percentages of what the expenses are compared to gross revenue. So, you know, I take the gross rents. Now they have to be normal rents. You know, they can't be too low, they can't be too high. But I mean, as rents get higher, your expenses get higher because you're maintaining a property for a certain type of market or audience. So your expenses do go up as your rent goes up. So here's the basic formula that I use is. Take gross rent and I take 35% off of it for expenses. That includes property taxes, insurance, repairs and maintenance, water, sewer. So as I was saying, I take the gross revenue or rents, multiply it by 35% to get my expenses. And so that includes insurance, taxes, property taxes, water, sewer, repairs and maintenance, any other miscellaneous expenses. So sometimes I'll jack it up to 40%, but rarely do I see expenses beyond 40, 45% in a property. So then you can take that net income number and use it for a variety of things like capitalization rate, which is basically the net operating income over the value of the property. So you can get the value of the property through comps or what have you, and that will give you basically your cash on cash return for the investment. And that's it. I mean, it's really back of napkin, and you can make a decision right there whether to pursue it or not. One comment I'll make for investors that I see that are calling on my listings that, you know, they want every single detail about the expenses. And that sometimes that's understandable, but really, deals are hard to come by, so you got to go through the calculations as quickly as possible and then figure out whether you're going to pursue the property even further. So I really don't even need to see the property. I don't need to see exact expense numbers from people to figure out whether I should pursue a property or not. All you need to know is what the rents are. And the other tip is that I never trust the numbers that the seller is giving me. You always have to do your own due diligence. So I know if you know the market, and if you don't know the market, you find an agent who does know the market to give you the what realistic rents are for that unit. And you really have to, sometimes you have to know the condition of the units, if they're Section 8 or what have you, but I know, like in a certain market, let's say Parma, you could get $1 per square foot for your average home or apartment. Okay, downtown Cleveland, you can get $2 to $3 sometimes a square foot, maybe even more. But in most markets in Cleveland that are not war zones, you can get close to $1 per foot. So as long as you know the square footage, you should know that this is the type of rent you should be getting. Now, if the rents are lower, then you know that there's a value add opportunity. And then you can adjust your numbers based on renovations that you might have to do or what have you. But at least you know there's potential in the property, and if rents are low, then you can get them higher. And if they are high to begin with, then you can determine whether the price that they're asking for the property is worth the cash flow that you're getting from it. So that's it, really. So, and then once you determine that this property might be a good deal, then you know, you can get all the detailed information from the seller. But again, like I said, any of the information that I get, unless it's coming from a public source, I don't necessarily trust the seller to give it to me, you know. So so don't be hung up on getting all the detailed information, a detailed rent roll. You can do that later once you have it under contract and you're actively trying to buy the property. You know, you have earnest money in which, you know, in your purchase contract you have a due diligence period and you can back out. So don't worry about being committed to buying a property, because you're asking for time to do due diligence. Okay, so once you get that there, or once you understand that, then you'll be able to go through more and more properties very quickly, and then spend your time on those deals that are worth pursuing versus spending a ton of time on every single lead that comes through, and then you may miss out on the property that's readily available that you need to act on very quickly. And again, you know, your purchase contracts, when you put them in, you're never locked in, okay? Unless you know the property very intimately, and I mean you've done your due diligence on a certain property over the years, because you either have investments in that area or you just know the area, and you know the house. So you can spend more time figuring out whether that property is a good deal or not. So I see this so much, like, and then, you know, I put all the information together that the investor needs to make in order to put in an offer. And so when they continue to ask more information, or I mean, it's okay to ask for more information, but, you know, there's overkill where you want to know every single detail about a property before you can even think about putting in an offer. And then I know that you may not be serious, or you don't know what you're doing. Not that, you know, again, you should do what you need to do in order to make your decisions, but I just know based on experience that if you're asking way too detailed of questions even before an offer is accepted, and, you know, like I said, the only information you need is really the address of the property, and if you have some knowledge about you know, the condition of the property. Other than that, you really don't need any other information from the seller in order to put in an offer. So you can determine the rents yourself based on the market. You can determine the expenses based on what I just told you. It's basically 35 or 40% if you want to be more conservative of the gross rent are the expenses. And you can double check the, you know, some communities like Shaker Heights or University Heights, their taxes are a little more. But again, I don't see it exceeding 40% if you're in those communities, as far as property taxes affecting expenses. So then you can put your spreadsheet together, and then you can fill in the blanks as you get them when the seller gives it to you, and then you can verify later if you get the property under contract, in order to determine whether the information is been verified credible, and then you can close on the property. So with that, if you have any questions or comments, please DM us at on Instagram at Mike Mendoza 216, or you can DM us on the platform that you're seeing this on, or you can even text or call me directly. My cell phone number, I don't keep it a secret. It's my business line, so you know, you can leave a message. I will get back to you. My number, 440-941-3692. Thanks.